hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. As promised last week, we are on the road. We have traded our travel destinations from South Florida to Chicago. Yes, we are at Our World Underwater, the largest diving consumer event in the Midwest. Patrick Hammer is the man behind this madness and has been nice enough to have us back once again. How you doing, Patrick?
I'm doing great. And hanging out with a mermaid here in Chicago is wonderful.
Yes, we have Mermaid Angela on display. And first time in Chicago. How you doing, Angela? How you holding up?
I'm freezing.
You're freezing, but it's a good kind of freezing, isn't it? It's kind of like it's keeping your blood pumping or something, isn't it?
Risk, yes. It's fun, though. We're having a good time here. Just started the dive show, so should be a good weekend.
Yes. Now, Mermaid Angela in full effect here at Our World Underwater, and it's part of her, you know, a penance she has to put up for to go to Saba next week. So she goes to the cold. She's going up to Chicago, hang out, to kind of warm up our Midwestern Scuba Radio listeners here, and I think she's doing a pretty good job, don't you think, Patrick?
She's doing an awesome job, and all the people here love her, including my wife and myself. By the way, the show is kicking butt too, isn't it?
Yes, here we are, the first day of the show, hanging out. We're going to actually, there's so much going on here at Our World Underwater, and you can check it out at ourworldunderwater.com, by the way, and get all the ticket information, hours, and that kind of thing. However, there is so much going on at this event. We're doing two full Scuba Radio broadcasts from the show, just to try to give you a taste of what's going on here in the Midwest this weekend. If you weren't fortunate enough to get here to Chicago, shame on you. But hey, at least we'll give you a little, you know, hint or a little backstage pass to the event, right, Patrick?
Oh, absolutely. We got about 260 booths here. We've got looking at about 17,000 people coming in, so it's going to be awesome. The film festival starts in another hour and a half, and that's just going to kick butt. The film festival is all about underwater photography and wreck diving here in the Midwest, which is really, really neat.
Yeah, you know, one of the things I learn about when I come to Chicago every year for this event is not only are the divers hardcore, they're really dedicated for the activity of diving, but they actually have some really good diving here. There's kind of an ongoing gag I learned when I first started coming to Chicago that the number one dive site is Chicago O'Hare International Airport, and that's because all the divers here want to travel to Mexico, to the Caribbean, to the Pacific, whatever, and obviously they have a major airport hub to do so. But you do have some great diving here in the Great Lakes, right?
Well, absolutely. Through our show, we actually have a foundation that we raise a lot of money. A couple years ago, we raised $125,000 and sunk a ship out here in Lake Michigan. Visibility, about 60 feet. The average temperature out there is about 50 degrees, so dry suits are welcome. All right, but it's great diving out there, and there's about 25 ships that we go to all over in front of Chicago.
Yeah, and because of the cold water, the wooden wrecks hold up much better, too. So you actually see a different type of wreck here in the Great Lakes as you would opposed to in the Keys or something, right?
Absolutely. And some of the wrecks still have their masts on them. So like a schooner that's out there would still have some of the masts on it. The wood's still together. We don't have the worms that eat the wood. So our ships stay together. So we have some phenomenal wreck diving.
Worm-free diving. That's a new one. And I think they need to add that to their marketing material. I've never seen that in the Keys or in the Caribbean where it's the worms that cause them to eat away all the cool stuff. But that's what it is, huh?
And actually, Our World Underwater is working together with some other local dive stores here to sink another ship here this summer out here in Lake Michigan. So we're adding a new one to everything out here.
Excellent. All right. Well, we'll have to come up here and do some diving. Actually, since I was up here last year, I did make it to Hague Quarry and did my first dry suit experience. And it was quite fun. And I think those people are exhibiting here. I'll have to go check see what they got up their sleeve, right?
Yeah, Tina's right over here, about 3 hours away from me right now, and she's got a booth there. And Hague Quarry is a great little experience for everybody, and they've packed it with a lot of fish. So you really get to see a lot of freshwater fish.
Yes, well, we brought a couple mermaids up there and put them in a dry suit. It's a different type of fish.
Yes.
You know, they don't like worms either. Their mermaids don't like worms, Patrick.
No, they don't like the worms, but there really is worms that eat the wood. Now, trust me, okay?
No, I believe I've heard that. That's just something that kind of escaped our radar here, and I forgot about. That's why there is wooden wrecks available here in Lake Michigan, right here off of Chicago. So, all right, so we got the dive show. Here, obviously, 270-plus booths of exhibitors from dive destinations, new equipment, and that kind of thing. But also, you got the Be a Diver pool here, right?
Right. Yeah, Be a Diver pool was here now, and we had people in the pool this morning from local schools. We were doing career days, and we had kids come in. The buses brought them in. They went through careers to see about getting into diving, for being a dive instructor, being on the fire department, being on the dive police department, and then they all got a chance to go in the pool. So that was just great for the kids. And now the pool is open to the tourists that are downstairs at the camping show. We're bringing them up here to jump in the pool and try scuba.
Yeah, there's an RV show going downstairs here at the convention center here in Chicago. And so when those people get bored at looking at the RVs, they come up to Our World Underwater, you know, find out about some of the diving activities, and then lo and behold, they can put on a swimsuit and jump in the pool. By the way, who were you? You were walking around with some model there before. Was that a local TV celeb or something, or what?
She actually works with WDAI here. Yeah, she is very local. She's actually going to the pool in about a half hour. So I anticipate the floor to be empty and everybody watching the swimming pool very soon.
Yes, well, yeah, she definitely caused a stir when she walked through the aisles. Almost as much as our Scuba Radio mermaid. Maybe not quite as much,
though. Not quite as much as the mermaids. The mermaids always turn heads.
Absolutely. Now, Angela, this is a first-time experience for you for Our World Underwater. Do you got your eyes on anything? You know, we're preparing for a big Explorer Venture Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise next week in Saint. Is there anything you got to pick up last minute for that trip, you think, or what?
Well, I have to get my safety sausage for my gear.
Of course. You would be lost without it.
Yes.
And matter of fact, we're sitting right next to the Divers Alert Network booth, and they have their safety sausages proudly on display. Of course, Abby from Dan is over there. Maybe we ought to go to. You want me to try to suck up to her, see if I can get you one?
Yeah, definitely. I need one.
All right. Patrick, I'll let you go back and run this fine operation. Hats off to you, ourworldunderwater.com, and we'll check in with you again real soon.
Sounds good. Everybody come by the show.
Absolutely. Once again, all you got to do is go to ourworldunderwater.com and check out all the information as far as tickets, show times, that kind of thing. And if you can't make it this year, hey, you can plan for next year here in Chicago, or Chicagoland, as they say. All right, so I've walked over next to the Scuba Radio booth, and of course we're adjacent to the Divers Alert Network booth. They have a fine display here at Our World Underwater. Of course, you know, Abby is over here. How are you doing, Abby?
I'm doing great, Greg. It's nice to see you guys at Our World once again this year.
Absolutely. Well, it's a different type of thing. Last time you were working with me, and now you've upgraded to like a real job.
Yes, definitely upgraded. It's like I keep traveling, I keep going different places, but you're always there, Greg. You're always there.
All right, so I'm supposed to come over and hit you up for a safety sausage.
Is there some underlying lingo there that I'm not getting?
No, of course not. What do you think I am? Who do you think I am? Come on.
That's right. Well, I know you too well, Greg. That's why I'm always skeptical when you tell me things like that. But yes, if you want a safety sausage, you've come to the right place.
Yeah, well, actually, Mermaid Angela needs one for her trip to Saba. And she asked me, could I come over and talk to you and kind of suck up and say, you know, hey, can you cut me a deal on a Divers Alert Network safety sausage? Because that's one of the things you're selling here at the show, right?
Yes, among the many other Dan items that we have here, the safety signaling kit, or the safety sausage, is one of the items that we do have. In fact, we have several of them. So We can definitely help Angela out and keep her safe while on your amazing trip in Saba.
Yeah, hopefully she won't need to use her safety sausage. But I must say, Divers Alert Network has a quality sausage for sale, one of the bigger ones that I've seen on the market.
Well, you know, people talk about the size a lot, but the real reason for that is that that is actually what the Coast Guard suggests that you have. They suggest that you need at least 6 feet. You need the reflective strip. Not only do you have that, but we also have a whistle, a reflective mirror, and a glow stick as well. And this thing not only is it your surface signaling kit, but it is also a personal flotation device, and it can be a lift bag up to 15 pounds.
Really? Well, see, that's stuff I didn't even know. And it, you know, you go work for Divers Alert Network, and lo and behold, now you're educating me. That's an amazing thing.
That's right. You come to us. We tell you how everything works. We keep you safe. That's what we do.
That's what we do. Now, the surface signaling kit that we're talking about that I need to get one for Abby is also for her. Yeah, you already have one, I'm guessing, right?
Mini.
Yeah. Now, she needs one that we can pick up at the show, but people can buy them online at the website, too, at diversalertnetwork.org.
Yep, it's diversalertnetwork.org. We have an online catalog. You can go on there, click, order it yourself. If you have any issues with that, give us a call. We'll make sure that we get you set up and get everything squared away.
Absolutely. Now, I noticed you got Scubaopoly. Have you been adding this to your marketing spiel that you give to the people here in Chicago? When you flip it over, you see that, oh my gosh, you can purchase scuba radio.
Yes, well, we've had these Scubaopolies for quite some time, and they always decorate the booth, and we usually, well, if not always, sell out of them at these shows.
Well, of course, because who wouldn't want to own a piece of scuba radio?
I'm sure that
you want a piece of me?
I'm sure that's strictly due to the scuba radio square, surely.
It's one of the higher priced properties on the Scubaopoly board, and a product that every diver must have. Are those for sale on the website still, too, or are these like closeout things?
I believe that they are still on the website, but they are only there for a limited time. We have very few left, and we take them to the shows, and like I said, they usually are gone by the end of the show. So get them while they're hot.
Absolutely. Now, or just come to Chicago and visit us here at Our World Underwater, and you can pick up one of these things at a nice price. So what have you been up to, Abby? You've been traveling all over doing these shows, representing Divers Alert Network, I guess, huh?
Yes, I've been representing Dan as much as possible, and this is our first big show of this year. But before coming to Our World and obviously the upcoming shows for the season, there's a lot of prep work involved. So, you know, I'm there, I'm getting things together, and all these lovely safety bundles, including safety sausages that you see here, we actually had to prepare before the show. So, you know, I'm making sure that we've got all the packaging together to keep everybody safe while they're out there on their dive trips.
Okay, now I know there's some new benefits for Divers Alert Network members. What are they, Abby?
Well, actually, we have three new benefits for our Dan members, all online at diversalertnetwork.org. We have Alert Diver online now. Not only can you read the magazine, you can go online. We also have online courses that you can take, and we have a program called World Q Planner. It gives you up-to-date travel information wherever you go in the world. So go to the website, again, diversalertnetwork.org, and check it out and find out more details.
All right. If there weren't enough member benefits already, there you got three more that you can check out at diversalertnetwork.org. It's always a good thing, and it supports a good cause. They're your dive safety organization, and of course, you want to be safe when you're diving. All right. Look, we got plenty to cover here in Chicagoland at Our World Underwater. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Jordan Mazinski from Chicago.
Top Bears.
And I'm here with my close friend, Greg, who's the scuba radio dive master. Plus, he is my roomie on the Aquacat. I'm not telling you no more because whatever was said in the islands, it stays in the islands.
106 miles to Chicago.
But I didn't keep you warm at night.
No, he stole my pillow.
It's dark and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Sweet home.
Yeah, that's where we're broadcasting from today. I am Greg the Dive Master at Our World Underwater. Check it out, ourworldunderwater.com. Now, you know, we're checking out with all the local, or checking in with all the local divers here from the Midwest. And, of course, when we come here, we meet people like Tina at Hague Quarry and all kinds of other local folks here in the Chicagoland area. And it's great to check in with these folks. And, of course, they promote the show locally as well. And they've recruited The Loop here in Chicago. One of the rock stations in Chicago has quite the heritage in its own right. A lot of people, including myself, back in the day when I was in rock radio, very familiar with The Loop here in Chicago and their legendary status as an AOR rock radio station. So they're here helping out to promote the show, and they brought Kelly. Kelly, welcome to Scuba Radio. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Greg.
Now, Kelly, what are you doing here exactly? Are you just here to be the eye candy? I already saw you walking down the aisle, and it was like you almost got as much attention as our Scuba Radio mermaid, and that's quite a compliment.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm here because my brand new 2009 calendar just came out, so I'm here autographing, and I'm actually going to take my first ever scuba lesson, so I'm very excited.
Are you? Have you never done this before in your life, or what?
Never. They asked me if I wanted to come out to the show, and I said, of course, it sounds like a lot of fun, and then they asked me if I wanted to try a scuba lesson, and I said, of course. So, definitely, I've never done it, ever. Definitely.
Well, hey, we could always use a new few good women into the industry. You hear what I'm saying? I think you'd be a good scuba diver. You'd be a good mermaid. Have you ever thought about being a mermaid before, Kelly?
Mermaid. Well, I used to play mermaids when I was kids in the pool, but I don't know about being a mermaid. I don't know really what that entails. What does that entail?
Well, it entails a tail. But yeah, I don't know. I'll tell you what. You do that that dive instruction thing that you're going to do here in the Be a Diver pool later on, and who knows, maybe we'll put you in a Scuba Radio mermaid tail after that. How about that?
That sounds great.
All right, so you got your calendars. Is that what this is? So you're like the PR person here for The Loop? This is great PR. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes. I'm considered the Loop rock girl here in Chicago, and they do a contest once a year for their spokesmodel. Thousands of girls come out, and I was the lucky winner this year for 2018. It's 2009. We're actually currently looking for our new Loop Rock Girl. So we're taking online submissions at WLUP.com, which is the website for our radio station. And so someone's going to get to fill my shoes, and hopefully they'll come back next year and learn how to scuba dive themselves.
Yeah, well, what happens to you after you hand your crown over as Miss Loop Girl there? I mean, can you like move up to like Scuba Radio Mermaid and travel the world and dive in places like Fiji, the Bahamas, where? Ever or what?
Exactly. I mean, as far as being done, then I'm finished with the radio station unless they decide to keep me around for something. I'm free to move on to even more incredible things and further my career. So, yeah, maybe being the scuba mermaid will be my new career. We'll see.
Well, there you go. It could be. I have connections here, Kelly. I do. I could make this happen. I can make your dream of being a scuba radio mermaid come true. That's what I'm here for. Okay? But what about what you do in your spare time? Are you like a model? Are you an actress? Or what, are you working with Oprah here in Chicago? What's going on?
Not working with Oprah, unfortunately. Not yet. But yeah, I do a lot of modeling for different photographers and portfolios and different print ads and things like that. I was one of the spokesmodels here in Chicago for LA Tan. And after this, it's pursuing my modeling career and hopefully getting more into the radio business as well as television, possibly. So I've got a great foundation. The Loop really sets up the Rock Girls with a great foundation to really do a lot of great things. So looking forward to that.
Good. Well, it sounds like a cool thing that you are involved in. And I'll tell you what, this dive thing might just change your life. I mean, I was in rock radio back way before you were born, probably now. But, you know, the thing is I started scuba diving, and lo and behold, I started this little radio show, and here we are 12 years later. So, you know, it might change. This could be a whole new career path for you. Are you ready?
Cool. Yeah, you know, that sounds great. So I'm looking forward to it. I'll let you know how my scuba lesson goes, and, start planning my vacations, I guess.
All right, there you go. Kelly, the Loop Rock Girl here in Chicago. We will. We'll check in with her after she jumps in the Be a Diver pool and get her experience live on the spot. More coming up from Chicago. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
We
They started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportwear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportwear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com. With the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg, the Dive Master at Our World Underwater in Chicago. And I would have had this guy on earlier, but then I ran into Kelly, the loop girl model or whatever. Oh, my God. She would make a good scuba radio mermaid. As a matter of fact, we'll try to get some pictures for the scuba radio website for you as well. But it's impressive talent here in Chicago, for sure. But the person that she bumped was my good friend and dive partner in crime, Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm good, Greg. I haven't seen you in a long time, and it's surprising to see you in the Arctic tundra of the north. You do know that we're getting 6 to 10 inches of snow tonight, right?
Yeah, well, that's pretty much typical for this show. Last year, we got delayed when we tried to fly out here on Sunday because of the weather, and I don't know, it's shaping up to some kind of Midwest storm is coming in. But hey, we're here. We're already here, so we might as well enjoy it while we can, right?
Well, absolutely. And also, it's amazing to see how the divers in this area, when the worse the weather, the more they want to be at the dive show. They want to come in here and dream about warm water and getting out of the tundra, and it's amazing the turnout this show gets.
Yeah, it really is. They are hardcore divers. They're dedicated, and they're passionate, and that's what you love. And so when we come here, we bring our Scuba Radio Mermaid. We bring a little bit of the tropics, a little bit of the Caribbean to the Midwestern folks, and I think they appreciate it.
Yeah, we bring them some more, even if it's only mental, but we bring a lot of warm water dreams to them, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Now, you travel the world for Dive Training Magazine, and I have a tendency to catch up with you at the dive shows, and you've always been to some exotic destination, and you just got back from the Philippines from, a two-week adventure, or what? What did you do out there?
Yeah, actually, the Philippines Department of Tourism is really working to show North American divers that the Philippines is not what a lot of people think it is. It's a very safe location. It's a very beautiful location. The Filipino people just absolutely love divers. I was surprised how much development in diving there is. I was actually on one beach called Alona Beach outside Bohol.
Hold that thought. Let's take a break, and then we are going to find out about the diving in the Philippines next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. See, you never know what you're going to find out when you're listening to this show.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, my name is Alexa from South Wales.
Wow, okay.
If you like going down like me, then here's the man to see. Greg the Dive Master on Scuba Radio. The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Every time I get high, you want to go. Every time I wanna get down, get down, get down.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're at Our World Underwater in Chicago. I'm with Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine. Just got back from the Philippines. I'm not familiar with diving there at all, Jerry, and I'm sure there's a lot of people listening that are in that same boat, unfortunately. But is it worth the trek? Is it a place you definitely need to add to the list, or what?
Oh, there's no question. And there's so much of it to see. The Philippine Islands are 7,107 islands. The actual area of the Philippines is larger than the United States. So it's a huge place with a lot of diving opportunities, and the choices are tough, but there are several that are pretty much slam dunks. What you're looking for is macro and coral species more than anything else, but you still have the big stuff. One of the people on one dive with us actually saw a marlin. I've been diving for 41 years, Greg. I've never seen a marlin.
Nice.
Yeah, so there's a lot of different things. There's a lot of choices, and the value for money. You cannot believe the value for money. We were at one resort, and for $1,050, we had 7 nights in a hotel with 5 dives a day, all our meals, and massages. Greg, you're going to love this. Massages were $12 an hour.
Are you kidding me? $12 for a massage?
No.
Is that one of those things where they set up the bureau on the beach and do it outside and the whole thing too?
Oh, they've got every possible kind of massage you can imagine, from on the beach, in your room, in the spa.
Happy ending. No, I don't know.
Don't get carried away with yourself.
That's probably more than $12, I'm guessing, right? Anyway.
But the Filipino people are incredible. They are the hospitality pick of almost every Pacific destination because they have an innate quality for making other people happy. And when they see you, they are really genuinely glad you're there and glad to see what they can do to make your trip better. So it was a fabulous experience. I went to Bohol, which is one island in the Versailles. I dove pretty much all through the Versailles section. There's three main sections of the Philippines, and did Balikasari Island there. And then we went up to Cebu and to Mactan Island, and we dove Caballeri there.
Then, now, are these are islands you're talking about, but are we talking about reef lines, blue holes? What kind of, you know, geography?
We're talking about walls. We're talking about reef lines. We're talking about slopes. We're talking about shallow coral where you can't move 9 feet because there's so much to see every 6 inches, you just blow your tank in the first 9 feet of the reef. It's pretty incredible.
Nice. So how hard is it to get there? Is it getting easier, and is that why they were having you over to kind of show or educate the American public that, hey, it's easier to get over here and you need to check this out as another destination, or what?
Well, that's a couple questions, actually. Getting there, it's long. I'm not going to tell you it's a short ride, but the international airlines that fly it are actually far superior to the quality of the airlines that we have in this country. And the flights are pretty direct. I flew from Chicago directly to Seoul, changed planes in 45 minutes, and landed in Manila. There's 5 or 6 major, really good airports to go through. So getting there is not a problem, and it's not particularly expensive. But it is long, and you might want to take a little medication with you to make sure you sleep on the plane.
Yeah, well, you know, those international air carriers, just like when I went to Fiji and Australia, I was thoroughly impressed with the service, and they make it much easier than you'd think to go that far away and get to remote places where you see some exceptional diving, which is what it sounds like indeed. All right, look, we got a Dan tip next, and then we're back with more from Our World Underwater in Chicago.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX-10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of force fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, force fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes force fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of force fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 408. Never use a dive knife to cut your buddy on a shark dive just to kick it up a notch.
From this moment on, you will now be known as Shark Bait.
Indeed, picking a different diver to cut makes much more sense.
Shark Bait!
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. Jeff Myers is in the studio. He is the COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. What do we need to know today, Jeff?
Just the essentials, Greg.
Any particular essentials?
Safety essentials.
You mean like equipment, plans, that sort of thing?
Exactly. There are a few safety essentials that should be part of every dive, and so I thought we'd run through them just to refresh everyone's memory.
Sounds essential to me. Shoot.
What's the first thing that comes to mind when you think of safety equipment on a dive site?
Oxygen and first aid kit.
Lovely. Every dive site should have an emergency oxygen and first aid kit at diver's disposal. If necessary, you should be prepared to provide them yourselves.
I've got mine. I wouldn't go diving without them.
You're a good man, Greg. What other safety equipment should a diver have?
Let's see. How about an emergency assistance plan?
Good one. Every diver on a given site should know the plan in place in case of an emergency. What else?
Seriously, Jeff, I didn't know this tip was going to be a pop quiz.
Come on, you're doing great.
Okay. Other safety essentials. How about a way to call for help?
Excellent. Whether it's a cell phone, satellite phone, public phone, or a radio, you need to make sure you have a working communication method should you need to make a call. What about safety equipment as part of a diver's gear?
I always carry a safety sausage with me.
That's a great safety item to have. Not only are they a terrific way to be spotted in the water, but they can also function as marker buoys and, in some cases, as secondary lift bags.
So sausages are a safety with a bonus.
God, I love the multifunction gear.
What else should every diver have?
I recommend having some sort of cutting tool as a gear standard. Whether it's a knife or cutting shears, you'll want to have something on hand in the event you find yourself entangled.
Dive knives can be used to measure things if you need to.
Another example of safety with bonuses.
What about other signals?
You mean besides a safety sausage?
Mm-hmm.
I think every diver should have a whistle, either on their BCD or in its pocket.
What else do you consider essential?
Every diver should have a compass. Good navigation is a key to a safe return, so it should be considered part of a diver's safety gear.
Consider it done. Have we forgot anything?
How about water?
Well, yes. Staying hydrated is a key to diving health. So, yes, water should be considered a safety essential.
Anything else?
I'd have to put properly maintained gear on the essential list. I mean, we can list specific gear, but the bottom line is that we're dependent on all of it. So we should make sure it's in good working condition.
That's a great point. And if we're thinking a bit outside the box on essentials, let me throw one more out there. Communication.
I hear you. Good communication not only lets you know what to do in the event of an emergency, but making it part of the pre-dive plan can help you avoid a lot of the problems in the first place.
Can't get much safer than that.
When you get right down to it, safety essentials are all about being self-sufficient and having the basic means to assist others.
You know, for someone who didn't want a pop quiz, you got an A+.
I rock. You know, the gear available to divers can keep you trying new toys forever. But some of that gear is essential to dive safety. So no matter what else you pack, remember the things that will help keep you safe. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That
was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, Greg the Dive Master back here in Chicago at Our World Underwater. You know, a lot of people are exhibiting here at the show, and I made my way over to the Florida Keys and Key West booth, and we have Bob Rooney from Captain Hooks. How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing very good, Greg. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, hey, it's been a while since I've seen you. I catch up with you a little bit at some of the dive shows. You run a fine dive operation down there in Marathon. How's things been down there lately?
Things have been, you know, it's been very busy for us. You know, with the diving, doing two trips every day, sometimes three still. Even getting through the high winds, I mean, it's been quite nice lately.
Yeah, the weather is obviously a big factor off the coast of Florida, on the East Coast and down through the Keys at this time of year. But the weather's been working for you a little bit lately, huh?
Yeah, the weather's been nice. You know, it's starting to come into our busy season now. You know, March spring break's on the way here, and we're getting a lot more people. The economy, you know, everybody's talking about the economy, but you know, knock on wood, we're not seeing that down there.
Yeah, I mean, people are going to find a way to have fun, or find a way to go diving. Maybe they got to trim this, or you know, maybe they're not flying out to some exotic destination and cruising down to the Keys. Maybe that's what you're seeing. Who knows? But you'll take it, right? That's the bottom line.
You got it. We'll take anything. You know, we got a full staff there right now working, and my wife and I, Kim here, we're doing the show. And I'll be away next month also, you know, up in Jersey doing the Beneath the Sea show. So, yeah, it's been nice.
Absolutely. Now, you got a big wreck site down there. We did that when I was down there last year. What was the name of it? Thunderbolt? Is that right?
Yeah, how could I forget? You're the ultimate lobsterman. Yeah,
the Lobster Slayer. Get it right, Bob. Come on.
The Lobster Slayer. Yeah, the Thunderbolt, which now, you know, the day before we came down here, we were diving it, and the permit are spawning on there. So it's beautiful down there right now.
Nice. Now, you have some events coming up in March. You're running some kind of fishing thing because you got a full marina down there at Captain Hooks, too. It's not just diving. You can mix it up, do a little fishing, diving, whatever, right?
Yeah, charter fishing, spear fishing, rental boats. We got it all there. It's we call it a one-stop shop. But, yeah, in March coming up here, we have a fishing seminar there, the 12th of March, I believe. And then later on, a little bit further down the road in July, we have our second annual spearfishing tournament for the Cancer Society. So last year we raised, $2,500 for the American Cancer Society. So we have more people booked right now for the tournament than we even had last year. So.
Oh, that's cool. That's excellent. I guess you're excited about the Vandenberg coming to your part of the world, right?
I sure hope it gets down there and they do it. But yeah, we're all pretty excited. You know, Key West should be real excited for this wreck, and I think we're all going to benefit bringing more people down there.
Yeah, the latest they're saying is what, May, June, hopefully that's the latest, right?
Yeah, well, what I heard, you know, we got a shop down here from Key West. They're saying the end of April, early May is what I heard just about 20 minutes ago. So,
well, there you go. It keeps changing, but the bottom line is hopefully it's coming, and it's been a long time coming. But these artificial reefs, when they try to create these things, it takes time, and this is no exception to the rule when it comes to the Vandenberg, which we've covered extensively on the show. And hopefully we'll come down there for that event. Maybe we can hang out at your place, do a little pre-dive on the Thunderbolt, and then head down to the Vandenberg. That sound good?
That sounds great to me. You know, anytime. You're welcome anytime, Greg. We'll go out lobstering again, and we'll have a good time.
What's the website, Bob?
www.captainhooks.com.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest.
That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You came all the way down here
for this.
And scuba diving.
Scuba diving? Who's going scuba diving?
We're going scuba diving. We'll be back in time.
What do you have to go scuba diving for?
For fun.
For fun?
And I'm a scuba-holic. I spend all my time beneath the waves. No more gin and tonic. Scuba diving is all that I crave. I don't need a 12-step program. Meetings I never attend. All I need is blue water. I catch a buzz each time I dive in.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master here at Our World Underwater in Chicago. And I just ran into, according to his badge, it says River Rat Dave. And you're friends with Kevin, who was on the Turks and Caicos Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with us last year. Is that right, Dave?
Don't tell a whole lot of people that, okay? That's, yeah.
But okay, yeah. You're not friends. Associates.
That's correct.
All right, fair enough. I hear where you're coming from. So, but you guys are in the same dive club. Is that right, River Rat? Do I call you River Rat or Dave or what?
Dave is great.
All right, so you're in the same dive club, right?
Yes, sir. We're up in Port Huron, Michigan. We got 50 members, Michigan Lake Divers, and Kevin's one of our members.
Very good. Now, what kind of projects are you involved in? You were telling me at the commercial break that there's some plaque that you're trying to get replaced in your neck of the woods at one of the dive places, or what?
Yeah, it's the sport. It's a historical marker that we're trying to get replaced. The other one was destroyed by electrolysis, and we're trying to put a more bottom-of-the-lake friendly material down there with all the same information on it. The sport's a 47-foot tug, one of the first composite vessels, meaning first wood/steel vessels in the lake. She surfed for a number of years, and she went down in a storm. And the story is told on the plaque, and we'd like it for other divers in the future to be able to see it, and it's real important. So we're trying to raise money for it. The website is www.mishlakedivers.com, and there's a page on there that says Sport Fundraising.
Good. Well, that's the kind of thing a dive club should be involved with. It's a nice wreck that you want to maintain the story, and the plaque that's there now is just rotting away, and you guys want to replace it, right?
That's correct. That's correct.
Something that'll last a little bit longer.
Yeah, we're trying to make it out of granite or something like that that'll last pretty much forever. So that's in the Michigan Underwater Preserves, and it's a great place. Lots of good.
It's a good dive. How to do it? Is that what you're telling me?
Great, easy dive. 47 feet. It's a dive for everybody, though.
How cold is it? How cold?
It's nice and warm.
Okay, he doesn't want to tell me. He's just like, I know, Greg. I listen. He's a warm water wuss. I'm not even going to talk about water temp. Just come on down and enjoy the dive. Good move there, Dave, or River Rat. I like River Rat better than Dave. All right, hey, more coming up in hour two from Chicago. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Each little slug here, cutting a rug here,
under the sea.
Each little snail here, know how to wail here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we in luck here, now we in luck here,
under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters? Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard,
blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.